This morning, the 100-plus Democratic supermajority in the House met in a basement auditorium. There, they unanimously nominated Robert DeLeo for Speaker of the House, but not before three lawmakers delivered tributes to their leader. Representative Rosalie Vincent of Revere got the love fest started.
Bob DeLeo has never forgotten his blue-collar roots, his friends, or his neighbors. There's no one more approachable than him. He's not Mr. Speaker. He's Bob or Bobby, the slaps on the back, the hugs, the kisses.
Sure enough, DeLeo hugged and kissed everybody. Well, it seemed like everybody, as he made his way to the podium to accept the nomination.
To all the members of the news media are here, welcome. I just want to say all of those speeches relative to the nomination will be available to you. Want to print them in their entirety.
Down the hall, in a meeting that was behind closed doors, Senate Democrats unanimously picked their new leader. Stan Rosenberg takes over from Therese Murray as Senate president. Later in the Senate chamber, Rosenberg pledged to work in a collaborative way with Republican Governor-elect Charlie Baker.
We will have our differences, but it's neither our job nor our inclination to obstruct him for obstruction's sake.
Rosenberg promised to tackle unemployment, workforce shortages, and a general lack of opportunity. The members of both chambers were sworn in and spilled into the marble halls to join their families for lunch. Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.